This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. After all the weeks of speculation and handicapping, Senator Barack Obama revealed his choice for running mate early this morning in a text message. It's Senator Joe Biden of Delaware. He'll start campaigning today at a rally in Springfield, Illinois. NPR's Ina Jaffe joins us from Chicago, a town just north of Springfield, a couple hours north. Good morning, Ina.
Good morning, Scott.
And, of course, this text message is, I guess it's become the way you share important news these days. But it was leaking before that, wasn't it?
It was leaking before that. The signs started to show yesterday when some of the other people on the short list, Virginia Governor Tim Kaine and Indiana Senator Evan Bayh, let it be known that they had been told they were not Senator Obama's pick to be his running mate. So that was starting to point to Senator Biden almost by a process of elimination. The Obama campaign promised their supporters that they'd be the first to know on these text messages or by email if they signed up on the website. And when news started to leak, in the wee hours, maybe around midnight, that Joe Biden was going to be the pick, they had to get those text messages out pretty fast, and they started texting people at 3 o'clock in the morning Eastern time. And so that's news that I guess a lot of people woke up to perhaps at an hour when they didn't expect to.
A couple of notes from Senator Biden's background. He's been in the Senate since Barack Obama was a child. He's run for president a couple of times. He was widowed. He's contended with a couple of brain aneurysms himself. Senator Obama said he wants someone who could be ready to step into the presidency on day one. And this does seem to be one of the overwhelming assets Senator Biden brings to the ticket, doesn't it?
Joe Biden was one of the youngest people ever elected to the Senate. He was elected when he was 29 years old, turned 30, which is the constitutional requirement, in time to actually take office. So he's got long experience. He's been on the Judiciary Committee. He's been head of the Foreign Relations Committee, which he is now. He's known for his expertise in that area. He just got back, in fact, from Georgia at the invitation of Mikhail Saakashvili. I can't say that at this hour.
It doesn't get easier as the day wears on, but go ahead.
I'll take your word for it. He was really impressed a lot of people when he discussed foreign policy during the Democratic debates early on in the campaign season when he was still a candidate for president himself. So he brings that to the ticket. He brings his long experience to the ticket. Those are two areas where Barack Obama has appeared weaker than John McCain in the polls. And he's also got a working-class background. He's Catholic, so he gives him strength with those voters who tended to vote for Hillary Clinton more during the primaries than they did for Barack Obama.
And just in the time we have left, there's going to be a rally 3 p.m. today Eastern, 2 p.m. there in the Central Time. Do we have any insight as to what the show is going to be like this afternoon?
Well, if it's going to be anything like, any of Barack Obama's other rallies, there are going to be thousands, if not tens of thousands, of people there. It's going to be on the steps of the old state capitol, or in the front of the old state capitol, which is where he announced his candidacy more than a year and a half ago. And it will be the first time that the two candidates have been together. And then starting tomorrow, they head out on a tour of battleground states between now and the time they have to show up at the Democratic Convention in Denver.
And Pierre Zina Jaffe in Chicago, thanks so much.
You're welcome.